Welcome to this week's edition of Community Tides. This is Chris Bricker. And on alternate Fridays during the noon hour, I join my co-host, Siobhan Canty, President and CEO of Jefferson Community Foundation, to explore new developments, new paradigms, and the panorama of good work and creative thinking our vibrant communities continue to do day in and day out. Today, it's all about transportation, changing how we move around. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, Chris. Good to be with you.
As always. As our guests have so succinctly put it, the transportation beliefs that we have and the resulting policies, funding, and ultimate infrastructure affect all aspects of civic life, including human and climate health, housing costs, availability, economic vitality, recreational opportunities, and community equity. These beliefs ultimately determine how we interact with one another, and indeed, Jefferson County and the city of Port Townsend are at a crossroad. Coming up on Friday, April 14th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the American Legion Hall, is a one-day conference called Moving in the Right Direction. The conference is organized and sponsored by the Transportation Lab and Local 2020. Joining us for a conversation about what this all means are our two special guests. Dave Teelk is a longtime advocate for active transportation modalities. He spent his working years as an educator and consultant, working in Port Townsend School District as a teacher and in countless school districts across the state as a mathematics school improvement contractor. He and his wife raised two boys here in Port Townsend, and they use their bikes as their primary way of accessing goods and services in the local economy. Scott Walker has been a resident of Port Townsend for 44 years, dating back to when the town was pretty sleepy. He runs Current Electric, an electrical contracting business of 5 employees. And anyone who knows Scott is aware of how passionate he is about building the kind of community clearly defined by our comprehensive plans, one that embraces its walkability, its bike friendliness, and in creating a first-class transit, one where a car is not the requirement for a full community participation. He's a founding member of the Transportation Lab. Dave Teelk and Scott Walker, welcome to Community Tides.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Well said. All the introduction was great.
Thank you for joining us. I was wondering if one of you could start out by giving us an overview of the conference and what inspired it.
We saw that our electeds and our whole conversation in the community was off in different silos about housing, about health, about equity. And we thought, we're about transportation. We thought, well, transportation intersects with all of those things, including other aspects of the community, economic vitality, recreation, and we just thought, well, if we could bring experts into town, then our electeds and staff wouldn't have to go out of town for a deeper education and broaden the conversation.
We were talking before the program started about organizing this thing. How did it get organized, and who are the prime movers here? I know you two are.
I think the T-Lab is a pretty small group. Transportation Lab is a pretty small group in general, but it's mostly been the three of us, Becky Kimball, Scott Walker, and myself. But I think it's important to say that T-Lab, at least as long as I've been involved in it, which is maybe 5 years, we've always been interested in having community gatherings to have these conversations. So this is the biggest one we've done. So this has been a little bit more to bite off to do. But we've done a bunch of them over the last 5 years on bicycle infrastructure in the community and transportation in general. We did two addressing carbon emissions and, of course, related to transportation. But this is the biggest one. So it's part of a natural, I see it as a sort of an evolution of what we've been doing as a group.
Let me add one thing, Chris. We have gotten involved in specific projects, but mostly we're interested in policy change that leads to better outcomes from all our projects.
And I think the nice thing about this particular conference is we've made it not just about citizens and community members, but it's really something that elected officials, staff, and so forth could benefit. So this one was intentionally trying to bring those folks into our gathering also.
Are you going to have good representation from our two local governments there? To be seen?
We're hoping for more than we have so far, but we have several council members. We have the port director, we're hoping that they're holding off at to the last minute because they're very busy, and I hope to reach out myself this week and remind them that this is a great opportunity. They don't have to travel somewhere to hear these speakers, and we'll get to who the speakers are in a little bit, I guess.
We will.
I think also important to remember, we do have a fair number of city staff coming, and we have a fair number of transit staff coming.
That's great.
And I think we have at least one, port commissioner you mentioned. So we do have, right now, we do have a fair number of staff.
We've got three council members, a port commissioner, port director, and one person from county engineering. County planning is way too busy. They're just, they lost some staff, and they don't have any room in their schedule to attend.
That's great. So give us, sketch out for us, what will this day look like?
Well, we're going to start out with Mike McGinn, former Seattle mayor, is our keynote speaker in the morning. And he's now is executive director of an organization called America Walks. So he has a really, of course, being mayor of Seattle also now in this new organization, he has a really good integrated perspective of, you know, how a community can get around, can move around to recreate or to access goods and services in ways that are really healthy. And then following him, we have a person that lives here locally, but also with some international renown, is Dan Burton. And Scott knows a little bit more about him than I do. He's quite skilled and has great content knowledge on designing streets and infrastructure for people, for access and for mobility.
His training is as a photographer, and he's just superb with putting his photography to use on PowerPoint presentations, where he morphs what we have, take a street that we have, and he morphs that slowly into what it could be, and until people are going, oh, yeah, that's what I want. Because a lot of times people can't envision what isn't there. And Dan's put together a great presentation. He's very excited about showing it to us, and I haven't seen it yet, so I'm looking forward to it. We have two other people showing up that we've learned about. We have Tony Jordan, who runs a firm called Parking Reform Network out of Portland. And he's making great strides in the world of parking changes, following what's going on in the world of urban planning, and how mostly urban planning has been revolving around where we're going to put all these cars, not where we're going to put all these people. And we also have Katie Gould from Sightline Institute, which is a think tank out of Seattle that focuses on sustainability throughout the Cascadia area. So we've got those four. We also have one more guest that may or may not be participating, but he'll be at the event. I'm looking forward to seeing him. That's Todd Littman from the Victoria Transport Planning Institute. He'll be coming down from Victoria.
This is amazing. This is like a transportation smorgasbord.
Yes.
Boy, it's great. Yeah. Well, that's a good segue into trying to unpack this event a little bit, the whys and wherefores. Why do you think that transportation is such an important issue for Jefferson and Port Towns, Jefferson County and Port Townsend? I mean, what's the meaning of transportation, people moving around?
I'm going to start out by stating up front that in Jefferson County, 66% of our greenhouse gas emissions are from transportation. And that's bigger than the average county. That's bigger than the state average. There's particular reasons, I think, for that here. But that's a huge thing. But getting back to transportation itself as kind of a community, an aspect of the community, we think of it, in T-Lab, as it's sort of like a glue that connects all these other things together. And transportation is a particularly huge expense for most Americans because we do it via the automobile and single passenger vehicles, that sort of thing. But for Port Townsend and Jefferson County, I think because of our size, we have an opportunity to do things differently. We are rural to some degree, but we're not like Eastern Washington, where we have vast areas with nobody living in them and low densities, and we have a fairly dense population here in Port Townsend. So I see it as Port Townsend as a perfect place to try and rethink how we do transportation. And it's connected, as you mentioned earlier in your opening notes there, you know, it's connected to community health, environmental health. Certainly with adjustments to our transportation system, we can make it much easier and affordable to live here because transportation generally costs people so much. I mean, I envision Port Townsend as a place where a young family could possibly come, start a small business here, and maybe say, well, we're going to forego having vehicles because we're going to put that money into our business and we're going to try and make a go of it here. So there's some ways that I think about it.
I think of our resident fishmonger, Pam, who delivers fish on her bike all the way to Whidbey, too. on the ferry.
There are numerous people living in Jefferson County who get by without a car, and they're quite happy living without it. In fact, the cohort about the age of 18 to 35, generally speaking, wants connectivity, not the way we did when we were younger, by driving over to a friend's house, but they want the connectivity through their phones. And the car is a huge expense that they would rather not have to have to have in their lives.
Transportation seems to me is like a series of encounters. And if you're just sitting in your car, you're not really encountering much other than maybe road rage now and then.
And the traffic is unbelievable as I go to work every day and see the number of folks who now have to commute in because of the housing prices here. It's really, so I think it's an incredibly timely event that you're holding. You mentioned something, Scott. You said, you know, it's hard for people to envision what's not there. And Dave, you wrote a really beautiful piece a couple of years ago for The Leader, kind of painting the picture. I was wondering if you could paint the picture for us of the future through your eyes.
I think, that was a nice little article that I really enjoyed that. The idea would be that, you know, you could get out. And I know that when I talk about this with people, I oftentimes hear from people my age that, well, I can't get on a bike. I'm not going to get on a bike. And I'm not expecting personally. Transportation Lab's not expecting everybody to be able to get on their bikes and go gung ho, but I think it'd be really nice to have a community that was really safe for cyclists. And that means both physically safe and the feeling of safety when you get on your bike, to be able to get around downtown, uptown, to go contribute to the local economy on a bicycle or on transit, to be able to have enough shuttles that people out the North Beach area could get in out of town conveniently and be able to support the local. I think of it as an economic push. People from out of town now are able to get here a little easier on the fast ferries and the Kingston Express. So I just sort of, my vision would be that we really don't need to focus on cars so much in our planning and our infrastructure. And I think of all the benefits immediately, like noise levels, dust levels, those kinds of things just make that, you know, sensuously a much more pleasant town to be in than with all the traffic and so forth.
You know, if you just tuned in, joining us on this week's Community Tides are Scott Walker and Dave Teelk, and we're talking about transportation today and a one-day conference coming up on Friday, April 14th at the American Legion Hall called Moving in the Right Direction.
The conference is free. Lunch costs you $12. It'll be provided by the Marina Cafe, and if you've eaten there, you know she makes great sandwiches.
And muffins.
And muffins.
One thing, if I could just mention one thing, we were talking about how the day is going to unfold. I want to make sure that everybody realizes that there's going to be several sessions in which community members will have a chance to interact with our experts and our city staff and so forth. We have a panel discussion. We also have two breakout sessions where people can have. So it's not just about the experts. It's really about the community members. So I want to encourage people to think, oh, I can get involved with this.
We want to come out of this with a vision for how this community could be a model community where the car is not a requirement for getting around, but walking, bicycling, and transit are your primary modes. I know this is a big vision, but the choice is either a car-dependent community with lots of parking lots of traffic, or one where it's quiet. We have economic vitality because people are able to access the goods and services nearby. One where the greenhouse gas emissions are much reduced from where they are right now. Numerous other things, which is why we think transportation is an intersection for a lot of other issues.
As we prepared for this show, you mentioned that equity is also an important value to your advocacy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Just before I start specifically about transportation, as an educator, I think a theme that I've carried with me now for 35 or 40 years is equity. I mean, that's how I played out my professional life as an educator and a consultant. So moving in this working at the Transportation Lab, I have the same sort of concept. How can we design a system that closes the equity gaps as much as we can? So it's really, really clear to me. Here's a really good example. Federal legislation has been offering $7,500 as rebates for certain purchase of electric vehicles. But we've really struggled with getting rebates for people that want to get on an electric bike, for example, or a bicycle in general. I just think myself, well, if, let's say there's a four-person family with two drivers. Imagine what $15,000 would do towards getting them transportation in terms of electric bicycles and things like that, as opposed to even electric, you know, putting it towards electric cars. So the equity issue is a big thing for me. Transit is an incredible bargain if it works for people. So that's another aspect of the equity issue. Allowing people to get around economically is a really important part of it.
Another piece of it would be our requirements for off-street parking for every development, for every housing development. It takes up 20% of the land sometimes, adds 10 to 15% of the cost, which, you know, some people can afford without even thinking about it, and other people can get to the point where they go, well, I can't afford this house because I can't afford to provide the off-street parking for my car, even though I don't want a car.
We mentioned at the beginning that we're at a crossroads. Maybe from both of you, you can give us your interpretation of what that means.
I guess for me personally, I think that the greenhouse gas emission issue is a new driver for this change. It's not that Scott and I have just decided that we need to do this because of that. We've been really advocates for this kind of thinking for a long time. But the crossroads really is that there is no way to avoid pretty catastrophic changes as we go down the road. Greenhouse gas emissions is a global problem, but it needs to be solved locally as much as we can. One of the aspects of the crossroads for me is that we need to make a change quickly. And it's not necessarily going to happen through rethinking how we do our vehicles, like electric vehicles and so forth. That's going to help, but there has to be some more radical, dramatic changes. And that's a big crossroads for me.
For me, this place is attractive. It keeps bringing in new people all the time, as we all know. We're all newcomers here. They're going to come in faster and stronger as the days go by, and each one of them comes in with a car. And at this point, within the city, about 40% of the land base is dedicated to right-of-way. Now, how we use that for moving people, for moving bicycles, for moving transit, or storing and moving cars is a big crossroads question for us to answer as a community. I will add one more thing to scare the heck out of people, and that is that the Quimper Peninsula is about the same size as Manhattan. I would prefer to have a different model of a future.
Well, both of them have a village.
That's right.
So as we're wrapping up, remind everyone how they can participate in the event, ways they can help make the event happen, and other ways that we can, beyond the event, help support this mission.
Okay, the event is at the American Legion next Friday from 9 to 4. You can sign up. We'd like you to sign up, though you can just show up. We'd like you to sign up going through the Local 2020 website to the T-Lab button there. That'll take you to a place where you can sign up for both the event and lunch. Oh, and we are definitely looking for a couple more volunteers to help us out.
Can they reach you through that same website if they want to volunteer?
They can reach us through the website, yes.
Okay. There's an email address in there, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for all you're doing, and I love the intersection between housing and transportation.
I'm going to give you the person who is coordinating the volunteers, and that's Deborah K. Steele, with an E on the end, at gmail.com.
All right. Dave Thielk and Scott Walker, thanks for joining us today. Coming up on Friday, April 14th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the American Legion. Moving in the right direction. Thanks for joining us today on Community Tides.
Come help us out. Thank you.
Thank you.